Everybody, welcome to Hammered Out on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I am super excited by our next guest. He is the nicest dude in freight. He's the most genuine guy in freight. And if you've imported or exported anything through LA Long Beach, there's a 100% chance this guy has tagged you on LinkedIn. He's Javier Vera. Javier, welcome to the show, brother man.
Mike, I'm so happy to be here. I'm just going to start off with a Monday with a nice little G-note.
I love it, man. So let's get right into it, brother. What do you do for a living? How is it that every time I turn on FreightWaves, you're there, and that literally every person in LA Long Beach knows who you are?
I'm in sales. I sell container handlers. I sell heavy machinery. So I've been in the industry for over 20 years. And Mike, I got to tell you, it was extremely difficult to break into the, I call it the cool kids, the hashtag cool kids. because when I first got into the industry, they're cliques. And it was so hard for me to break into one of the cliques. And I remember going to these events or the organizations like the Harbor Trucking Association, the Los Angeles Transportation Club. And you're sitting there like nobody's really coming up to you and say, hey, who are you? You know, opening up. It was very difficult to break in.
I get that, man. And then so I checked out your LinkedIn, of course, and I've known you for a while. But so you're a board member for LA Transportation Club. You're a member of Harbor Trucking Association. You're a member of the Winchester, is it Chamber of Commerce? And I'm assuming, oh, go ahead.
The Wilmington Chamber of Commerce?
Wilmington Chamber of Commerce. Sorry, a buddy of mine was in Westchester, Virginia for a marriage last weekend. And I'm like, wrong city. And then also, I know you attend a hell of a lot of other stuff, man, like Propeller Club, Future Ports. Every time I turn around, I do too many networking events, and you're at far more than I am, man. How did, like, walk me through the process. Why be everything to everyone?
Because I remember how it was difficult to start in the organization, in the industry, and really there was no helping hand. I remember going to all these events, and no one actually said, hey, who are you? Let me bring you in. Let me talk to you. So I had I have an outgoing personality. So I can penetrate, any group, any organization, and just start a conversation with somebody. And the reason why I'm able to do that is because, Mike, I'm not sure if you know, but I've traveled 73 countries.
That's amazing, man.
This map right here shows you where I've been throughout the world. And seeing that I've been to 73 countries, I'm able to talk to anybody because somebody's been to somewhere where I've been, and then I connect with them that way. And once somebody tells me like, oh, I was just there last year, and I ask them, like, well, tell me about it. Then, you know, that wall gets brought down because people have this wall like, well, who are you? Are you a stranger? And once that wall starts to come down, then they start to open up. And once they open up, we become friends. All my customers are my friends. So I just got heavy in networking and joining all the organizations like IANA. Like this year's IANA was a huge, huge success. Although Toyota looked at me and said, Javier, you were never at the booth manning the booth. I go, well, my job was to go out and introduce myself to everyone there. And I think I succeeded.
Understood. So you mentioned Toyota. Let's get into this. So you're with Toyota Material Handling Solutions. What specifically is it that you're offering to the community of, you know, drayage people or supply chain folks?
So Toyota just this year got into the container handler business. So they're making top loaders, reach stackers, heavy duty forklifts. These machines are basically brought onto the industry to help support the drayage community, the transportation, the ports. So as you know, California is going to go electric. That might be pushed back a little bit because of the new administration coming in. So that's going to support Toyota's diesel. Toyota currently has these diesel machines. They're not going to go electric yet. But this gives us an opportunity to bring in some of our machines into to the ports. My machines actually support the heavy containers that are coming in from all over the world, along with other manufacturers as well. But we're crucial to the industry. These machines help move the containers from on and off chassis.
Right. So I think for folks who don't necessarily understand the ins and outs of the ports, right, you've got a giant vessel that arrives. Maybe it's got 15,000 or 20,000 containers on it. You use a crane to get those containers off the vessel and you build basically a big old game of Jenga.
Yes.
At some point, a trucker is going to arrive and say, hey, I need chassis 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and you're selling the equipment that actually helps to move those containers around and get the right container onto the trucks so it can be delivered where it's going. Is that fair?
100%. And let's say you have a yard, like at Talon, they have a 1 acre. This is an example, a 1 acre yard at Talon. So you're only allowed to keep maybe, I don't know, let's just say 50 containers at your yard because you have a 1 acre yard. But if you were to, if Talon were to purchase a top loader or reach stacker, then that 1 acre yard, now you're able to stack five high. So now your 1 acre yard becomes 5 acres. So now you're like maximizing your return on investment on that machine.
I love it, man. That's terrific. So Javier, what were you doing before Toyota? How did you end up where you are now?
I was a male model.
Absolutely, you were, of course.
I was a clown. I was a juggler. I was a Cirque du Soleil. I was a dancer. I'm joking aside, man. I was never supposed to be in this industry. I didn't go to school for this. I went to school to become a firefighter.
Really?
I fought the Rodney King's LA riots fires back in the 90s.
Oh my gosh, man. Crazy.
And let me tell you, it wasn't easy because there was no support from the community back then, just like what happened not too long ago here with the pandemic. It was kind of like that back in the 90s. And I didn't feel the love. And then the city of Los Angeles had a hiring freeze. So I had to find, you know, revenue. A buddy of mine put me in a little warehouse situation that propelled me into front office. The regional manager was like, hey, I see something in you. I'm going to turn you into this beast. And sure enough, this guy, Chris Grewell, turned me into the person I am today. And then from there, I had Honoreen Meisner. Chuck Matthews is a huge support. I mean, I learned so much. Those are my mentors in life. And that's who I became because of them.
Got it, man. So 73 countries and at least two amazing hobbies I'm aware of. I know that you're a rock climber. And I know that you organize and ride motorcycles.
Organize
biker events, et cetera, et cetera. Talk a little bit about life outside the office for you.
That's a great intro to who I am. I'm a mountaineer, mountain climber. Like I get a natural high from jumping on mountains and going up. If it's 14,000 feet or below, I won't even look at it because it's not challenging. People always ask me, why are you doing it? Why are you jumping on these mountains? Like you're risking your life. You have to be in an uncomfortable situation to propel in life. That's the way I look at it. When I jump on these mountains, I don't want to be there. But mentally, I've already given up. So what I do is I say, okay, stop being that way and just attack that mountain. And that's the way I attack life. At the same time, I look for the natural high adventure. I'm a thrill seeker. And by that is I do ride a Harley Davidson 2013 Fat Boy with my group here in the industry. We did our first ever Labor Day motorcycle ride. We had about 35 people. We raised about $3,000 for the local Long Beach Boys and Girls Club. And my partner in crime, Aura, she knows who she is. She's with Blue Cargo. She rides a Triumph. Us two together combined can bring the industry together and network and we become friends. You know, we have a lot of friends in the industry and the warehousing, logistics, and the drayage company. A lot of those guys ride. I'm surprised you don't ride.
Oh, man, listen, I have an e-bike. I don't know if that counts. It doesn't go as fast.
Do you really have an e-bike?
I do.
Those are so dangerous.
Come on. So back in the day, I lived up in Marina Del Rey and I worked in El Segundo. For folks who don't know California, it's a 7 mile ride and it's directly on the beach. So I used to actually take my bike, go to the beach and I would ride 7 miles down the beach, you know, with a little engine on the back of the bike, little battery on the back. And that was my commuter. That was the way I would get to work.
You're SoCal raised?
No, I'm from Syracuse, but I've been in SoCal for about 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. And I know that bike path that you're on.
Absolutely. The one on the beach, man, it was great. You'd ride, you see vessels rolling into the port. What a great way to get in. And it was also like, to be honest with you, Javier, so because it would get dark, you know, at by 5:30, it would be dark. It'd be like, oh man, I better time shift. I better, you know, get into the office at 6 or 7 in the morning, but I got to go home at 2, guys. I'm sorry. It's going to get dark out, which didn't suck at all.
Living on the beach is great. Did you get a chance to surf and all that?
I'm a terrible surfer, man. I've tried a couple times. Not good at it at all. But
No. I've seen the waves here in California. They're not that big, but you know, I've been able to see some of the waves in Spain, Portugal, Hawaii. It just never called my attention. For some reason, being on a mountain, it's just you and your mind, because you have a lot of. I usually go alone because nobody likes to like put their body through that type of stress. But when you're on that mountain, well, I'm not sure if it's like that for you when you're rock and climbing. When you're mountain rock climbing, you're zoned in, and your mind just starts to narrow down on what's life about. And I went on a spiritual healing years ago. I went to Thailand, Cambodia, and Vietnam in search of inner peace. And I was able to find it. Where is it? That's Egypt right here. Oh, I did Greenland.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I did Greenland. And that's us, Iceland. And I've been to the furthest city in the world called Ushuaia in Argentina. That's that right there.
Okay. Awesome, man. Awesome. So you're talking to a newer recent college grad who says, Javier, I'm thinking about logistics as a career path. What's the advice you give them?
Network. Network. You got to be uncomfortable. Go into uncomfortable situations to break down those walls. When you're first out of college, you got the book smarts. You graduated. But having a little bit of that street smarts and able to break into some of these network events, that takes guts, because like I said, some of these guys have built these little cliques where it's hard to get into. And when I see somebody new in the industry or somebody new in the organization, because, you know, we know each other. We know all the people, the key players. And so when I see somebody new, I normally tell them, like, you know, I'll go up to them. I'll break that ice. I go, my name's Javier. Who are you? And like, oh, this is my first time here. Well, let me introduce you. And I put them under my wing. You know, I start like, hey, come along with me. Let's go for this ride. And so we do. I introduce them to everyone that I know, and I tell them, you gotta follow up with these people. Get a lunch going with these guys. Send an email. I'm not always trying to sell you on something. That's the last thing I want to do, is sell you something. I'd rather become your friend. That way you and I can hang out together and have a beer.
I love it, man. I love it. It's funny. Years ago, an analyst or a leader over at Accenture, the accounting firm, published a book that basically said, hey, the most important people in your organization are the folks who are kind of social hubs, right? The folks who, they don't know everything, but by God, they know where to find the answer. And, you know, in addition to go out and network, I'm going to throw the caveat, find yourself a Javier, man. Find yourself a social networker. Find yourself somebody who knows the industry, who can introduce you left and right, and be that kind of social hub for you to build that up for you.
You need industry friends, industry colleagues, because now that I'm a seasoned vet, like I can go into any organization right now, and it's like a party to me. Finding that one new person and then showing them the ropes is what makes me happy. Because I know how difficult it was to get into these organizations and how to talk to all these people. Some of these C-level guys don't want to talk to somebody who's new. They'd rather talk to somebody who's in the industry because we've already built that rapport. But I want to be able to bring the new person up and say, eventually I'm leaving. I'm leaving in a couple of years. Your turn to step in and take it where I left off.
I love it, man. Hey, listen, I know you. When we decided to do the podcast together, I'm sure you thought about it and said, hey, here's things I want to talk about. Is there anything I haven't let you cover or anything that that you want to touch on I haven't given you the opportunity to say?
Yeah, you know, and this is on a personal level, because as you see that I travel and my next adventure is Aconcagua in February. I'm going to start reaching out to my main contacts in the industry and looking for sponsorships, because these trips are not easy. Blue Cargo already gave me their shirt. It has a big Blue Cargo sign here. Henry Wilson from Fastlane Transportation is going to give me a beanie with his company logo. So that helps me do these trips at the same time, because I have such a huge following on LinkedIn. I'm able to promote their company and, you know, their scholarship or their sponsorship for my trips. And then I also have a YouTube channel as well, because I have to document all my summits and all my hikes before I step onto Everest. The expedition leader in Everest said, you're not stepping onto my mountain until I see you do these mountains. So that's what I'm doing this for.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Hey, Javier, if people want to support you, what's the best way to do so?
They can reach out to me. They can be on my LinkedIn. They can reach me out at Javier Vera LinkedIn. My telephone number, my email's on there. I have a YouTube channel, Javier Vera. Once you type in that, you'll see me. I am going to have a walking sponsorship shirt, because I'm like NASCAR, but on a mountain.
Dude, I appreciate you doing the show. Thank you so much, my friend.
Mike, always a pleasure. Look forward to seeing you again, my friend. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Same. All the above, brother. We'll talk to you soon.